from the Irving Levin Performance Hall. This is Thursdays at 3, and today's show is going to be so much fun. Our performers are going to make you smile and tap your toes, because first up, Broadway Rose Theater previews their production of Cole Porter's classic Anything Goes. Then Opera in the Park Portland gives us a sneak peek of their outdoor production of Bizet's opera Carmen, full of great tunes as well. We've got some really fun music and great conversation ahead, so I'm really glad you're here for Thursdays at 3. Our theme by Ernest Bloch was played today by Reese Marshburn, who joins cast members from Broadway Rose Theater in our preview of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. It's a madcap romp set on an ocean liner voyage from New York to England. The show is filled with incredibly memorable tunes, including this one, I Get a Kick Out of You. Courtney Farrow sings the role of nightclub singer Reno Sweeney here, who's got feelings for Billy, who, as it goes in these situations, is in love with somebody else. We're previewing Anything Goes today on Thursdays at 3.
The story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see your stand before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. I get a kick out of you.
Was Courtney Farrow singing the role of Reno Sweeney with pianist Reese Marshburn as we are previewing Broadway Rose Theater's production of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Courtney, tell me a little bit about Reno Sweeney.
Yes, she is a slinky, confident woman, and she loves being a woman. Really fun. She gets to sing and dance at the same time.
Oh.
Which is quite a feat.
Are you an expert dancer?
I do love dancing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tap dancing in this production, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, brush off those old tap shoes. It's been great.
Laughing right beside you is Peggy Taphorn, who is the director of this production, also a Broadway veteran herself. Been working with Broadway Rose Theater since like 2005, like 20
years. 2005. This is my 20th anniversary.
Wow. Oh, well, congratulations.
And my 13th production, so lucky number 13.
Wow. Oh, goodness. So tell me about this production of Anything Goes, because as I understand it, through the year, I forget what year Cole Porter created this, but it's been through several iterations over the course of its life.
This is the most recent. It's been updated to be a little more politically correct in some of the characterizations, and they have switched around some of the songs. So this version might be a little new, but it still contains all the great dialogue, all that witty banter, the beautiful Cole Porter music. You're going to hear one of the songs that Jennifer is going to sing next for you that is a new addition to this version of the show. But it still has the great tap numbers of Anything Goes. It's got Blow Gabriel Blow, which is a huge jazz number to open the second act. Buddy Beware is basically a soft shoe tap number. So it really is classic for a reason. And it's for the entire family. Come out, sing along. Although Dan Murphy does not approve of that, our producer. But if you feel, if the spirit moves you, I say go for it.
How can
and you,
not you sing
will
along?
Leave with a smile on your face, I guarantee.
I mean, Cole Porter's music and lyrics are just so captivating. You're going to have to kick me out of the theater, Dan, because I'm going to be singing along. That's for sure. And so, Courtney, your role, you love the central male figure of this opera's on the second half of the show, of this show. And you're scheming to have him not fall in love with Hope. Is that right?
Well, Reno likes to march to the beat of her own drum.
Okay.
So in the end, she's fine if he moves on.
Oh, okay. Well, Billy is not the title character. He's the character whom all of this romance kind of swirls around. He has stowed away on the ocean liner because he has fallen for Hope, who we're going to hear perform in just a moment. Come on up, Hope. And so your role is to kind of help Billy get the girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of onboard shenanigans. So we're trying to just get everyone matched up with who they're supposed to be matched up with while having a really fun time
doing it. Hope, I don't call you by your character's name. Jennifer Davies is singing the role of Hope. Can you set up this particular song, which you're going to perform for us?
Yeah, so Hope Harcourt is a debutante, soon not to be because she's engaged to Lord Evelyn Oakley for money only, not love. Mm. 3 weeks prior to this, she and Billy had a one-night tryst. She thought that had all gone by the wayside, and come to find out Billy is now on the ship with her, and she doesn't love Evelyn, but Billy has been carted off, and now she is going to be married the next morning to Evelyn, and this is her saying goodbye to her dreams.
Oh,
yeah, heartbreak.
It's a little sad moment. It's kind of a rompy comedy.
Yes, right.
Okay, you're going to bring us down, and then we'll come back up again.
We'll come back up, I promise.
Okay, thank you, ladies. This is Jennifer Davies now, once again, with Reese Marshburn singing Goodbye, Little Dream, Goodbye from Cole Porter's Anything Goes on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3.
It's time, little dream, it's time.
Juliet, who said when about to die, love is not all peaches and cream. Little dream, goodbye.
Oh, oh. Jennifer Davies singing the role of Hope Harcourt with Rhys Marshburn at the piano. Goodbye, Little Dream, Goodbye, from Anything Goes by Cole Porter. It opens at Broadway Rose Theater July 31st. It runs through August 17th at the Deb Fennell Auditorium in Tigard. I was just looking at the ticket opportunities. Some of the dates are already sold out. So you'll want to go to the website, broadwayrose.org, for more information and to snag your tickets. I'm Krista Wessel, and we have got one more tune in this show to chat about. But first, I want to bring Courtney Farrow back, who sang the role of Reno Sweeney in our first number there. You have been in this musical a number of times in a number of different roles. You haven't always sung the role of Reno
Correct.
Sweeney, right? What is it about this musical that keeps bringing you back?
The songs.
Uh-huh.
That one song can take you back to that moment or that meal or that laugh when you first heard it, when you first saw it as a kid with your grandparents. So those are the moments that I am in love with and I can't get away from.
How different is it singing Reno Sweeney versus Hope? Because you performed the role of Hope that
I
we just
was
heard,
Hope,
right?
Hope, yeah. Yes, in my young 20s. Very different.
Yes.
This is much more me. This is, I get to just be more of myself in this role. Dance it out, sing it out, leave it all out there.
Oh, I love it.
Some of the greats. We got Ethel Merman, Patti LuPone, Elaine Page, Sutton Foster. So I feel honored to be walking into this role.
Oh, I love that. Joining you beside you right now is Joe Tyson, who's singing the role of Moonface Martin in this show. You've been attached to this musical in one way or another for a long time as well.
Yes, it was. I first approached it as a very young performer, so it really lodged as a nostalgic favorite of mine.
And what is it about it for you?
You know, as similar to what Courtney said, the timelessness sort of theater or of that fleeting moment that's shared maybe a generation ago or a generation before that, and the human experience that links those together is huge for me. So classic stuff, things that have been performed by other performers over the course of history, really appeal to me.
Yeah. I want to ask Peggy, too. Will you step back up here? Where did you go? You both have been with Broadway Rose before, and I want to get Peggy's intake. What is it about Broadway Rose, too, that's so special in our community?
Well, I think the audience is 50% of the solution there, and they bring such joy and such support, and you really feel it as actors on stage. And then they create an environment where it's safe and it's happy and it's joyful, and you really can create something special. I think it's really a familial sensation when you walk in the door. They treat the actors well. They treat their crew well. Everybody, you know, has their position, and they fill it happily. And again, it's the atmosphere that you create, and they've built such a community out there in Tigard that now, you know, like your broadcast, Broadway Rose Theater Company is known nationwide for doing high-quality productions and being a wonderful place to work.
Yay, I love hearing that. BroadwayRose.org is the website. Before we hear the last selection in our little preview of Cole Porter's Anything Goes, anything about this production itself that we should know? Are there any, like, I don't know, puppy dogs or surprises? Or
there are no puppy dogs, and I don't want to give it away, but being, you know, a musical set in the 1930s, I think there's going to be a happy ending. I don't want to give it away. No, I think the big surprise and the big joy of this musical is that it is literally one song after another,
yeah,
and one big dance number or one comedic number after another. And you barely have time to stop applauding and smiling from the former number when, you know, the current number starts. So it's very joyful. And again, bring the whole family, experience it for yourself, create your own memories, And you won't regret a minute of it.
Oh, I love that. It opens once again July 31st, runs through August 17th at the Deb Fennell Auditorium in Tigard. Broadway Rose Theater presenting Cole Porter's Anything Goes. All right, so this last selection we're going to hear in our preview is a duet between Reno Sweeney and Moonface Martin. Do you want to talk about what's going on? You guys are kind of working in cahoots kind of throughout the course of this musical. Can you set this up for us?
Yes, we are old friends, old pals, surprisingly reunited on this boat. We didn't know each other was going to be there. Reno Sweeney's performing on this ship. And so one look at Moonface, and we know what we're capable of together.
Because Moonface is also known as Public Enemy Number 13, right?
We don't have to talk about numbers, but yeah. Yeah. He's sort of an agent of benevolent chaos on the ship.
And so you guys are comrades. Mm. You're like in cahoots together. And this song kind of cements that in a way, right?
That's right.
Anything else we want to say about it, or should we just hear it?
No, I think it speaks for itself.
Okay, we're going to be here, Joe Tyson and Courtney Farrow, as Reno Sweeney and Moonface Martin singing music from Cole Porter's Anything Goes here at All Classical Radio.
We're two of a kind, all right.
Partners.
Through thick or thin.
Night or day.
Right or wrong.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail. It's friendship, friendship. Just the perfect bland ship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. A lot, a lot, a lot of dig, dig, dig. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you're ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth when you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect bland ship. When other friendships have ceased to gel, ours will still be swell. A lot, a lot, a lot of hep, hep, hep.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect bland ship. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oak. A lot, a lot, a lot of goof, goof, goof. Ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
If you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh. It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect bland ship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be great. A lot, a lot, a lot.
If they ever crack your spine, drop a line.
If they ever cut your throat, write a note.
If they ever make a cannibal stew of you, invite me too.
It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect bland ship. When all the friendships are up a crick, ours will still be slick. A lot, a lot, a lot, quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack.
What do I look like, a duck?
Well, I wasn't going to mention anything, but with a waddle like that.
Are you saying I look like a duck?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here's your bill.
Ha, ha.
Oh, no duck, huh? How about a little goose?
Whee!
When all the friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot. Quack, quack, quack. Quack.
I've got a smile a mile wide on my face. That's so much fun. The tune is called Friendship. It's from Cole Porter's musical Anything Goes. Reese Marshburn at the piano, with Courtney Farrow singing the role of Reno Sweeney and Joe Tyson as Moonface Martin. You can catch Cole Porter's Anything Goes, presented by Broadway Rose Theater, July 31st through August 17th at the Deb Fennell Auditorium in Tigard. BroadwayRose.org is the address to find out more. I'm Crystal Wessel. This is Thursdays at 3. Thank you for being here today. As we prepare now for the second half of today's show, I want to let you know that you can always see what's coming up on Thursdays at 3 at our website, allclassical.org. You can even sign yourself up to be in our studio audience. Again, that's allclassical.org. All right, since 2003... Opera in the Park Portland has presented an evening of free opera in the Portland metro area. Their events are easygoing and are fun for both opera fans and folks attending an opera for the very first time. And this year they're presenting Carmen, which in fact is the perfect introduction to the power of opera. Fantastic tunes, unforgettable characters, a dramatic story. The story is one of desire and freedom and fate, which centers around the character Carmen, another bold and free-spirited woman who lives life by her own rules. We'll start now with Carmen's stunning everyone right out of the gate with her first aria, the provocative Habanera. Singing the role of Carmen in this production is Sandra Peake's Eddy, who now joins Nicholas Fox at the piano to begin our preview of Opera in the Park's Carmen on Thursdays at 3.
Quand je vous aimerai, ma foi, je ne sais pas, peut-être jamais, peut-être
And with that aria, Carmen not only captivated all of us here, but the character Don Jose, a soldier who actually abandoned his post and his honor in an attempt to go get Carmen. That was Sandra Peake's Eddie performing that habanera from Georges Bizet's Carmen as part of a preview of Opera in the Park Portland's presentation of Georges Bizet's Carmen this Sunday at Peninsula Park in North Portland. OperaInThePark.org. Sandy. Dang.
Thanks, Krista.
You performed this role here in Portland about 10 years ago.
Yes. I had such a wonderful time in that production. It was such, I thought it was really well conceived. It was beautiful. Absolutely. And really intense in terms of the violence and the sexual chemistry. And thought it was really well directed.
And you just seem like you understand this character? Maybe it's just that you're a fantastic actor, but like, is this a dream role for you?
Oh, I love this character. As you can imagine, it's just like everything is in the music and in the text. So you could just feel, like as soon as Nicholas started playing, you could feel the music in your body. Mm-hmm. So it's really such an incredible gift to have had this role in my life for as long as it's been. So I just really enjoy it. And I love what you said about the opera. This is a great opera to introduce people to operas. I always say that the Act Two of Carmen, I think, is the perfect way to get people to come in and see an opera, because it just
does
everything.
Well, there's so many familiar tunes, too. You don't even know
Absolutely. You
know music from Carmen.
Yes.
And then you put it in this setting at Peninsula Park, outdoors, bring the family, bring a picnic.
Perfect.
It's free on Sunday. Mm. Again, it's operaintheparkportland.org. Our conductor for this production is here, Nicholas Fox. Hi.
Hello. Well, it's nice to be back in these hallowed halls.
So you've certainly been a part of productions of Carmen multiple times as well.
We.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I worked on the musical staff of the production that Sandy mentioned in 2015 at Portland Opera. We've also done it another time since then. And I love this score about as much as anything that I love in music. It's perfect. And I could talk for several decades about what's great about this score. But just to break it down, what I really like about Opera in the Park is that because it's not staged, it gives the neophyte, the beginner to opera, to me, what ideally brings someone into opera is the music. Mm-hmm. That is what separates opera from a play, is that it's a musicalized story. So if you don't like music, you're not going to like opera. And so I imagine the ideal process is a person never heard an opera performance ever, or heard live opera singers, hearing Bizet's eternal score, and then going, whoa, I love that music. I didn't even necessarily know what was going on at every moment, but it doesn't matter, because obviously something cool was going on that it motivated that music. Now I want to go see a production of it and see what's actually going on. But oh my God, that music, because that's how I got into opera, is just the music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, toe-tapping, yeah. So hummable. And
it's toe-tapping, and it's psychologically just like Shakespearean. It's so rich and tragic, and it's got every possible emotion that us humans, us Homo sapiens, experience.
Well, then you better come on Sunday. Yes. It's free, for goodness sake.
It's got every emotion, and bring a blanket.
Bring a blanket, enjoy a picnic. It's operainthepark.portland.org. I forgot to write down the start time of the show.
6 p.m., that's 1800 in military time.
Well, in addition to Carmen, like Don Jose, who we're not going to hear from today, but Don Jose falls for Carmen after hearing that.
Very much so.
He becomes a little obsessive. The Michaela, who we're going to hear from next, just a sweet village girl. Do you want to say something about this this aria, dear Aubrey Ballard? Ballaro, sorry.
Yes.
And about the character Michaela.
Yes, absolutely. So as Carmen is the fiery, spirited one, Michaela is her foil. Michaela, she is sincere. She is a rule follower. She is very religious, pious, and she is a childhood friend of Don Jose and loves him. And she takes care of him. And in this aria, she has actually followed Don Jose and Carmen to the mountains. And in fact, her guide who has taken her there at some point says, this is where I leave you. It's not safe. I don't advise that you go farther. And she says, okay, that's all right. You can leave, but I will continue. And she attributes that courage to her faith and to God. And so in this aria, she is speaking of this courage and of the protection that God gives her.
And she wants to save her beloved Don Jose from Carmen, right?
Exactly, exactly. She goes to save him from her, and also to let him know that his mother, who's at home, loves him so dearly, and that she is not well, and that she would like to see him before she passes. So this is her mission as she sings this aria.
You are the voice of such sweetness and good in this opera. Aubrey Ballaro singing now the role of Michaela with Nicholas Fox. This is Michaela's aria from Bizet's opera Carmen, which we're previewing today on All Classical Radio's Thursdays at 3.
Thank you.
Mind blown. That was Aubrey Ballaro singing the role of Michaela with Nicholas Fox at the piano. We're previewing Opera in the Park, Portland's presentation of Georges Bizet's opera Carmen. this Sunday, the 27th, Peninsula Park, North Portland, 6 p.m., operainthepark.portland.org. I want to chat next with both the gentleman performing the role of Escamillo, the bullfighter, and bring Nick Fox back as well. Luis Ledesma, you are singing the role of the bullfighter, and just looking at you right now, you've got this twinkle in your eye, like, yeah, uh-huh.
Yes, I am.
Has this role been part of your life for a long time, as Sandy has in Carmen?
I have been very lucky. Escamillo brought me to the world, and I never wanted to be an opera singer.
Oh, really?
Never. I wanted to be an architect, and the opportunity comes that I was having a voice, and somebody said, you have a good voice. Oh, thank you. And eventually it was really a dream. So I went to the conservatory, and as soon as I opened my mouth, my voice came out.
Wow.
So I've been living the dream.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it's been all over the world, so I'm very lucky.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Portland.
Thank you.
For sure. Plot-wise, so Carmen sang her habanera. Everybody fell in love with her, including Don José. They're up in the mountains. Michaela tries to warn her, said, Don José, you need to get away from this woman. And Don José becomes kind of obsessed with right. Carmen, right? And so she doesn't like to be controlled. She doesn't like to be possessed. And so then she sets her sights on you, the bullfighter.
Well, it's beautiful because in the second act, he make a move to her. And she said, no, I am with somebody. But, you know, keep your hope. And I said, well, hope is always the important one. By luck, in the third act, I fought with José, telling him that there is that beautiful gypsy. And he said, well, who are you talking about? It Carmen. And he gets crazy. And, of course, we said, hey, if I need to pay, I pay. And he said, oh, no, you would pay for with blood. So we have this incredible duet. Then we fight. He wins. And there is a funny story because people from Navarra, the north of Spain, they are hardheads. So Escamillo, to be not only a bullfighter, he tries to go, turns that, and he loses. Huh. Because he tried to be all cool. You know, and that bull comes down and it, boom, put him down. He's like, ugh! Carmen, save him. So that was the moment then we click on. And I tell her, you know, why you don't come to Seville and we can meet there. And all his hopes is there until José kills her. So.
But you're going to add a happy ending, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, who won't look at Sandy? My God.
It's such a great story. So dramatic. So many great tunes. And you got, you know, Bullfighter. You got Carmen. You got Nicholas Fox leading a full orchestra.
Yes.
In Peninsula Park.
And chorus.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yes.
And I hear flamenco dancers as well.
Oh, my Gottem Himmel, yes. The we have, for two of our numbers, the Chanson Bohemienne that begins Act 2, and for the entr'acte of Act 4, we will have guest flamenco dancers flamencoing, I don't know if that's a verb, flamenking, right in front of me on the stage. So it's just a smorgasbord, a bouillabaisse of every possible art form. It's going to be, and it's all free.
Unbelievable.
We will have flamenco dancers dancing to Bizet, as Bizet would have wanted.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He would have.
Yes.
6 p.m. on Sunday, Peninsula Park in North Portland, operainthepark.portland.org. Luis Ledesma, our Escamillo, do you want to set up this tune you're going to be singing
Absolutely.
For us
Absolutely, and I wanted to say thank you to the wonderful Portland Festival and to our dear maestro, who is not with us right now, but Keith Clark, and his wonderful daughter and all the beautiful people that have made this festival possible.
Since 2003. It's incredible.
Yes, and I've been very lucky that I have come to them at least for 8 years.
Woo!
So lucky, lucky, lucky. Yeah. And I did Carmen here in 2000.
Oh, just before Sandy did her Carmen.
Well, 15 years before.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to say anything about this aria, or do you just want to sing
yes,
it?
The famous Escamillo comes to the tavern, the famous Lilas Pastias, where Carmen is settled there with her her dear friend. And he's described the bullfight, you know, how much it is having the bullfight, the bull coming into the ring, the excitement to see people loving it. Describe the courage of a bullfighter compared with a soldier. And later he said, you know, eventually the bull comes and everything changes because the drama is in. And I've been very lucky that not only been Mexican, I have seen bullfights all over Spain. We did it in many places in Mexico with a bullfight. And it was really when I saw a 1,000-pound bull coming into the stage, he's like, hey, run away. And of course, the skills of the bullfighter. Right. So he described all that beautiful things in the area.
All right, so you're really embodying this role of Escamillo.
Absolutely.
In this very famous tune, wrapping up our show today, Thursdays at 3. Luis Ledesma singing Escamillo with Nicholas Fox at the piano in our preview of Opera in the Park, Portland's presentation of Bizet's opera, Carmen.
Señor, señor, cara de inglés soldado. Willé torero, vos atatre, por plaisir il sol, le cova. Si que pla, señor, de fete, decir que pla, tío, toma. Respectate, perdo la tete, respectate, satripele, agrafe cop, apostrofe, griseta page, pushe, disque salapide, arise la fede di courage, se la fete de jade que, allo, o carrete, allo, allo, agarde, toreador, et songe bien, oui, songe qu'on va d'eau, que des noirs dragons, dès que l'amour t'attend, toreador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. Oui, songe qu'on va d'eau, que des noirs te recueillent, dès que l'amour t'attend, donne à nous, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Maestro, bravo!
Silence, au fait silence, à que se passe-t-il? Plus de cris s'élançons, et ton os s'élance à l'œil du sordide riz. Il s'élance, il y a du frappé, au cheval roulé, à traînat à picaro. A bravo toro, il le la poule, le toro fa, il via, e pala le coi, se qua, c'è va delire, plane fine il cu, le circa plane so, oh, se so, oh, fresci le crie, se d'antù i metteno, allo, carrete, allo, allo, toreador, 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 e songe via, che l'amor tato toreato l'amor l'amor tato e songe bien oui songe qu'on va to che dei noir tregoi
my gosh. How thrilling. Singing the role of Escamillo from Bizet's opera Carmen. Luis Ledesma joining Nicholas Fox at the piano. Carmen's Toreador song, that famous tune, will be just one of the big hits being performed by Opera in the Park Portland as they present the entirety of Georges Bizet's Carmen on Sunday, the 27th, Peninsula Park, 6 p.m., North Portland. There will be full orchestra, full chorus, flamenco dancers, and it's free. You can find out more at operaintheparkportland.org. I also want to mention that All Classical Radio is the official media sponsor of this event, so we hope to see you there. Fantastic program today. I absolutely loved it. Did you guys enjoy the show today, too? I'll take that as a yes. You can sign yourself up to be in the studio audience for a future Thursdays at 3 at our website, allclassical.org, where you can also find out more about what's coming up on the show. Also at that website, we will archive today's program for the next 2 weeks, so you can listen again on demand at allclassical.org. Thursdays at 3 was today broadcast live from the Irving Levin Performance Hall, and our audio engineers were Daniel Hornbeck and Dylan Bodnarik. And I'm Krista Wessel, and before Nicholas Fox plays us out today, I want to remind you that it's your support of All Classical Radio that makes this show and this entire radio station possible. So thank you for your generous contribution to this service.